You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello, welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're looking ahead to Wednesday's action on this edition, and a big day as well on Wednesday because it's day one of the William Hill St Ledger Festival at Doncaster. Plenty to look forward to on Town Moor. We've got Carlisle and New Toxter alongside that in the afternoon. It's day four of the Listowel Festival. We've got evening racing at Kempton as well, so a whole host of stuff to get stuck into. We go live from 1:20pm on Racing Radio with Sam Norris, Chris Pimlott and Rory DeLaghi in the studio, so do join the guys for that. Right now though, my name is Mark Walton. I'm joined in the studio by Leona Mayer, looking ahead to the action. How are you, Leona?
Good, thank you. Looking forward to the racing over the next few days, and I'm in work quite a lot this week as well, so get an extra good view of it all.
It's superb as well, isn't it, Doncaster? The Ledger meeting is always great stuff to look forward to, the oldest classic of them all, and we get to sponsor it as well, so we get plenty of access and plenty of videos and previews and stuff to look at as well. It's great stuff.
Yeah, we certainly do. Obviously, I was there last year, wasn't I, for the Ledger, so I got to watch the St Ledger winner up close and personal, and obviously that was fun. Unfortunately, not there this year. I am on the TV here though, so still get to see all the action, and yeah, it'll be good. Looking forward to it.
They've drafted in the best person they can get on TV. That's all it is. for Saturday.
Like we're
going to look at some of the action coming up on Wednesday there as well. But whilst we're on the subject of the St Ledger, we'll start with the big race on Saturday. Looks a cracking renewal as well. Kew Gardens at the top of the market at 5-4 at the moment. Larti Dar in there next in the market. We've got several others in there as well. Old Persian, who has formed with Kew Gardens recently as well. Loxley's at an each-way price. So it looks a real good field. We'll start with the top end of the market if we can. Do you think Kew Gardens is the right favourite?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, no surprise to see that Aidan O'Brien's, of course, double-handed and then some in there. I think he's got about 7 of the runners, hasn't he? There should be a bit, there's a big field with plenty of quality horses in, which is always nice, because you know yourself, we get plenty of good races and then the entries come out, and then when the actual declarations come, they're not the fields that you hoped for. I don't think that's the case with the Ledger this year. I think it's going to be a really good renewal of the race. Kew Gardens, obviously, was very impressive, wasn't he, in the Queen's Vase. This is the perfect trip for him. Won that by, I think it was 4 or 5 lengths in the end. Does seem best at this trip. The ground should be fine as well, so I think he's the right favourite. Plenty of positives for him, but you know, there's any number of these that could win this, and as you say, there's plenty in there that are each way prices as well that are not without a chance.
Well, it's in there. You mentioned we're probably going to see a lot of these. One we're not entirely sure about seeing there is Larti Dar. If she turns up in the race, then she adds a huge amount to it. But there is obviously talk about her possibly going to France instead and warming up for the Arc in the Vermeer. But if we do see her at Doncaster, she's got a big chance, hasn't she?
Yeah, I would think so. I'm pretty sure, you can quote me on this if I'm wrong, that I read John Gosden had said something about she doesn't want the ground too firm. Well, obviously, her last two wins have been on good to firm. So, interesting that he obviously does feel he must be basing that on her action and what he's seen from her so far. She's obviously just been good enough to win on the last couple of occasions. She did win on soft on her first occasion. Obviously, we've only seen her 3 times, haven't we? She is 3 from 3. The fact that obviously John Gosden is so adamant that she doesn't want firm ground is a bit of a strange one, but he obviously thinks we're going to see her to her best with a bit of giving the ground. Well, it looks at the minute we're going to get that. Obviously, I've had a look overnight and I think we're forecast more rain, aren't we? And unless it massively dries up, which I can't see it drying up and being that hot in September in the next few days, I think she will go there, Larti Dar, and I think she is in with a massive chance, so she'll be interesting. But of course, she's one of the ones we've seen very little of.
Yeah, it's one of those where she could be anything. I mean, if she's winning...
Or not.
Yeah, I suppose, yes. Yeah. If she's winning like that in spite of the ground, imagine what she can do when she's comfortable.
Yeah.
What would be our pick in the race at this point?
I think if she goes there, Larti Dar's very interesting. I think it's even more interesting that Connections have supplemented, made up for it. Obviously, she's gone in there at quite a big each-way price. I think she's about 16, so don't quote me on it. She won a Group 3 last time. That was the March stakes at Goodwood. The one thing for Made Up is the ground, so I think she has only faced soft ground once, so, and that was very early on in her career, so we can't necessarily, in my opinion, say that, oh, it was a soft ground, why she ran terrible. I think it was a second or third run. She took a long time to come to hand anyway, Made Up, so as long as I think it's not bottomless, I don't think the ground would affect her. I think my bet in the Ledger would be Made Up each way.
I think it's currently around about good to soft at Doncaster, so that should be fine for you.
Should be okay.
Made up then the selection for Leona in the William Hill St Ledger big race coming up on Saturday, but the William Hill St Ledger Festival starts on Wednesday. We're going to look at a few races on the card there. We're going to start with the 3 o'clock, because that's the highest class race on the card. It's a listed race over 5 furlongs. Leona's got stronger opinions than some of the other races, so we'll get those in a moment or two. But in terms of the 3 o'clock then, Global Applause 11-4 favourite at the time of recording this. El Astronaut is 7-2 with Final Venture, 6-1 under the covers and bigger prices for the rest of them. It's a typical field of pretty good sprinters.
Yeah, obviously it's going to be very fast and furious, isn't it? Obviously Global Applause, he was back to his best last time. I think he'd probably been a little bit disappointing for Connections. I think they probably expected a lot more, but did really get back to his best last time. That was at Sandown in a 5 furlong handicap. That was his debut for a new team, so obviously that's made all the difference. He's obviously got to, this is a big step up back now in class, but obviously that's what you'd expect after winning well. The selection in this is going to be Al Astronaut. He is one of those annoying horses where I never seem to get him right, to be honest. The days that I don't fancy him, he tends to win or run really well, and then when I don't, he sticks one of his bad ones in. But he's been a different horse since recently, I think, and stepping up this year massively. Handicap has been very fair on him because he never normally wins by too far, and if he runs well to be placed, the handicap is quite fair to him. So I think he's only gone up about £10 for the last few wins and places in total, which is nothing at all. And I do still think he's in with it, you know, another good chance here of winning, and I would expect to see a lot from him. He's a very fast horse, and he'd be the selection in the Scarborough Stakes, El Astronaut, if I was going for one.
Starting with El Astronaut then in the Scarborough Stakes. The 3:35 is a race that's a little bit different on the opening day. It's the Ledger Legends Classified Stakes. So this is a combination of former jockeys and racing personalities, and kind of works the same as a charity race.
Yeah.
We've got a few familiar names in there for William Hill. We've got Dale Gibson in the lineup. Yeah. We've got Andrew Thornton riding as well. A race that Sir Anthony McCoy won a few years ago as well.
Yeah.
What's caught your eye in there? Because we could go listing, you know, all the personalities and such.
Yeah, of course, And to be honest, they are relevant in these kind of races. So the horse that I'm going for has actually got a jockey on board that still rides out regularly. And I know, he's a smaller guy, so he's not... Because obviously plenty of these are going to be having to waste and lose a lot of weight, which doesn't help from a helping the horse point of view. The horse that I'm going for is Ventura Gold, actually. He won a claim the last time, but I think he did well to win that. This isn't the hardest handicap in the world. Obviously we've got quite a few last time out winners in the race. It's really wide open. Obviously Zeshoff really likes Musselburgh, so away from there that kind of puts me off that one. It's never ran here before, so it'll be interesting to see how that pans out. I think that's one of the likely favourites, Zeshoff. I think it's Rebecca Basterman, isn't it, that possibly trains, that trains Zeshoff, I think.
Yes,
so
it is, yeah.
Ventura Gold anyway is the pick here. Third win this season was last time. Confidence will be boosted from that win, even though it was only a claimer, and soft ground suits as well. So I think plenty of positives. And as I say, Luke Harvey rides. I know he rides out regular from his social media, and he'd be one of the fitter, lighter jockeys, which will help. So Ventura Gold's the one that I'm going to go for in the Legends race.
OK, Ventura Gold. Then for Richard Fahey with Luke Harvey on board. You say he's one of the fittest. I think he's just one of the smallest. I've seen him in the pub a few times on social media as well.
Yeah.
Great personality, though, so it would be quite fun to see him if he won it.
Yeah.
And speaking to Andrew Thornton in the studios the other day as well, he's going to try and track Luke Harvey through. So
if he
are right and he's in the right place, Andrew Thornton shouldn't be far behind either. So that should be good. We've got that to look forward to at 3:35. The final race we're going to look at, though, is coming up at 4:40, William Hill sponsored race on the card there at Doncaster as well. Decent enough conditions race, I think it is, if the page overloads on my screen here.
Yeah, no, unfortunately it's quite a small field, which is a bit annoying because obviously not a bad prize money on offer. As you say, it's a conditions race here sponsored by us, and this is one of them races. I think it's kind of process of elimination, so Emirates Flyer, I'm not sure this is his kind of ground, so that's obviously going to put me off him slightly for tomorrow. Afark, he's unexposed over this kind of trip. He's only ran over this far once, but there has been a few excuses the last couple of starts for him as to why he hasn't got closer. So again, you know, if he's back to his best, which is what we saw 2 or 3 runs ago, he'd go close. But I think the obvious horse on paper, and he probably will be a short enough price, is Eugenio. Course and distance winner in the past. Obviously Ryan Moore in the plate's no negative at all. The handicap has dropped him another £2 as well for that last run. This is a bit easier in the sense of there's not much competition on offer, which they're probably happy with the declarations. Eugenio's Connections, he's going to be the pick in the 440, and I would hope it should be quite a straightforward job for Eugenio.
I can certainly see where you're coming from there as well. Good form at Royal Ascot, run well at Goodwood and Newmarket as well. And easier ground, I think, will suit better as well. I think he's just been feeling the faster ground recently.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Few excuses, and the fact that he's returning to a course that he's already won, that's got to be a positive. So he's the only course and distance winner out of the four, and I think there's plenty of excuses for the others as to what would put me off him. So it is kind of a process of elimination, but I do think Eugenio will be the one that will come out on top.
What's the strongest opinion on that?
I really do think, as much, the problem is, you see, I feel it's like going for something in an amateur race or an apprentice race. It depends how the other riders ride and how the race pans out. But I really do think Ventura Gold's going to run a big race, so I think that might be my nap tomorrow as well.
Good stuff, been a pleasure, Leona, and you'll be doing the Lucky 7 stuff as well for us.
Yeah, I've obviously got all my Lucky 7 picks for tomorrow. Obviously, we've got the Kerry National tomorrow, so Snow Falcon's going to be my Lucky 7 pick in there. We've got all the races from, well, six of the races from Doncaster, and then the Kerry National from Listowel. Also, can download that Lucky 7 app and pick your own Lucky 7.
And I believe you're on TV for us on Wednesday as well.
I am, yeah, Wednesday. Actually, I think I'm on TV. I'm in a lot of days this week. No, Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week.
All right.
So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, so I'll be seeing you.
So pop into a William Hill shop as well, you'll be able to see Leona on the screens there. Thank you very much. Good luck. Enjoy it at Doncaster. Thank you to everybody who's listened as well. You can listen to all of the action on William Hill Racing Radio. Day one of the William Hill St Ledger Festival is the highlight on Wednesday. It's a 1:20 start time with Sam Norris, Chris Pimlott and Rory Delaghi in the studio. Do join them. Very best of luck and enjoy Wednesday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.